Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Every week we go through a topic of concern for busy commuting people. Every Monday we introduce a new idea. Every Tuesday we see where it comes from in the Bible. So we explore what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. Wednesdays we see how the Bible might change us before Thursday putting it into practice. And finally Friday we take time to pray and reflect about the topic we've been exploring. Every Saturday we take a day of rest, and every Sunday is a day for community. Because following Jesus isn't something anybody can do alone, but something we need to do with friends. And that's why we're starting a new Christian community in Ajax. And I'd love to hear from you if you'd like more information on what that's going to look like, and how we see some in-person community forming from our online community of people on the go. If you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus at all, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It'll introduce the basic concepts that we build on in these challenges. Now this week we're looking at what it means to know somebody. I'm standing in front of an impressive looking gate because we know celebrities in our culture need to separate themselves from the common people. They very often live in grand houses with great gates in front of them, with clear signs saying, "You're not welcome here, no trespassing." Who can blame them? There have been so many high-profile stories of celebrity stalkers following people, getting in touch with them in inappropriate ways. I looked up a few of those stories. There was the story of Sheryl Crow being stalked by somebody who snuck backstage and told Sheryl she was her spiritual twin. There was the pizza guy who was stalking Gwyneth Paltrow, and like many stalkers who couldn't get through the security like this gate, he went to find her parents. And there was somebody stalking Mel Gibson who said all he was doing was trying to pray with him because God had told him he needed to go and pray with Mel Gibson. And then, of course, there was the guy who was stalking Anna Kournikova, and he decided the best way to get to her was to strip naked, swim across Biscayne Bay, jump up on her dock, and yell, "Anna, save me!" Only problem was it was the wrong house, and he was promptly arrested. Now, you know, these would have been terrifying for the celebrities involved, and obviously reveal some very troubled people. But sometimes we laugh a little bit at these stories simply because they're so bizarre. They show evidence of somebody so delusional, somebody so confused about reality, to believe that a celebrity wanted to know them, or that they actually knew that celebrity because they'd memorized some stats or memorized every movie that person had been in or any number of things. People confuse knowing about somebody with knowing somebody personally. And that's the kind of difference we're going to explore this week at Redeem the Commute. But first I've got a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with somebody in your life. Have you ever met someone after years of learning about them? How was it different to actually meet them? What's the difference between knowing about someone and knowing them? Well, that's it for today's challenge. I'll see you tomorrow when we see what the Bible has to say about the difference between knowing about and knowing God. Bye for now.